Ola Yerushalmi, corresponding to Krisis Davi Daf Jud, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hei and Medalus on the ninth line, Amar Rav Yudin.
Amar Rav Yudin, Masnisa Messiah Rav Yosi. Amar Rebbe, Afka She'omu B'nais Chamesh B'nais Shesh B'nais Sheva, Ela B'Gafonim B'nais Chamesh B'Teinu B'nais Shesh B'Zeisim B'nais Sheva. We have a support for Rav Yosi from a Brisa of Rebbe. Even when they said that trees are considered saplings until 5 years, 6 years, and 7 years, so one may plow a field for them in Erev Shemitah and Rosh Hashanah, 5 years is for vines, 6 years is for fig trees, and 7 years is for olives. You say, V'anan, Chamya Hadein, Mabiyasa, the Te'ina, Asya Bepeiri, the Gemara asks, and we see these young date trees that bring fruit before 6 years. And Rav Yudin, you say, Rabbi Taufan, Le'ovye, Rav Yudin, but Rabbi Taufan answered, in their thickness, they're not like adult trees until 6 years. Ilan Chenerka Uboi Brecha Uboi Baracha. Our Mishnah said that if a tree was uprooted, Uvoi Brecha, that means, and in its branch that he was Mavrich, it should say Uvoi Bracha, means such a branch is a Bracha, because it produces new fruits. Uvchuna B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Uboi Brecha. Uvchuna, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, Uvoi Brecha is the correct text. Amr of Mana, if B'nai Nash Shaman Brecha Commander Amar, Boi Boch Hashem. Mana says there are people whose name is Brecha because of the pasuk that it says in Brechus Choftad Lamad Aleph, Boi Boch Hashem, and therefore they gave people the name Brecha. Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Lazar B'Shem, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina B'Shem, Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, Yalda Shesipka Lezakena Tahara Hayalda. Rabbi Zera quoting Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Lazar, who was quoting Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Lazar, who was quoting Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. If one was Mesapeg, means he grafted a vine branch of a Yalda, of a young tree, onto a Zakena, an old tree, the Yalda became Toho, means exempt from Ola. Amar Chia Bar Abba Masnisa, Amakain, Sipuk of Honim, Sipuk of Api, Shebrichan, Laoetz, Mutter. Rabchia Ba'aba supported that from a Mishnah. Sipuk of vines, Sipuk on Sipuk, even if he was Mavrich in the ground, is permitted. The Chashleima, Shema, Hishrisha, Hayalda, Achulei, Tisache, Minazakena. One should be concerned lest the Yalda took root in the ground before it became properly connected, so it's like a new vine. And we have to say that we're not concerned due to Rabbi Chanina's law. Sipuk of a Yalda onto a Zakena exempts. Rabbi Chananya b'Rabbi Rabbi Hillel, to Rabbi Yehuda hi, to Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mitzache hi al ad Sheloi Tashrish. And Rabbi Chananya b'Rabbi Rabbi Hillel rejects that. He says the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says that the Yalda becomes connected before it takes root, but perhaps Sipuk of a Yalda onto a Zakena does not exempt. Rabbi Yosi b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ichui Emboi Mamashe, you should say. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that there's no significance to Ichi, which is grafting, to exempt from Ola. Amr B'Zeira, Rabbi Yosi, Beferush, Shema'atana, Mina Rabbi Yochanan, Oy, Min, Shitzei. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yasa, did you explicitly hear this from Rabbi Yochanan, or did you infer it from his opinion elsewhere? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, V'tani Kein, Hikdish, V'chakach, Nota, Pata, Mina Ola, Nota, V'chakach, Hikdish, Chai, Ba'ola. Rabbi Yochanan says, and it was taught in a Tosefta, that if one was Makdish, a tree, he consecrated it to the Beit HaMikdash, and afterwards planted it, it's exempt from Ola. If he planted it afterwards, he was Magdish, it's obligated in Ola. But Asan Sabrin Meimah, Hekdash Pator, Rezekena Pator. Perhaps, Rav Yossi, you say that Hekdash exempts and a Zekena exempts. Just like if one planted an afterwards was Magdish, it's obligated. Also, what took root and later grafted would be obligated. V'leidamya, Hekdash Roy, who is the Lachai Roy. They should say, Zekena, ma islach, hoel v'roilach, shoevele, lechaiva. These are dissimilar because Hekdash, it's proper to redeem it and obligate it, whereas a Zekena, it is proper to have intent for it and obligate it.